solution today.
All right, coming up around the bend here on America Tonight, pull out those valuable stamps and coins and salt and pepper shakers and LPs and lunchboxes, whatever you have in the attic or stuffed in a drawer somewhere. It might be some China pattern, I don't know. Could be worth a few bucks. The guy to call is Harry Rinker, and we have him on the show coming up in our next segment. He is the guru of all things collectible. Even has a book in the Smithsonian, and he knows all about collecting things, even what might be valuable in the future. You know, the Barbies that used to be so valuable, the old collections, and those Bratz dolls, and, you know, the list goes on and on. The G.I. Joes used to be pretty valuable, and I think, in fact, some of them still are. There was the cards that kids traded. I love hearing the stories, and I guarantee somebody in this audience has one of those stories where, you know, you got baseball cards and you stuck them in the spokes of your bicycle, and you could have had that rookie card of, who knows, Willie Mays. That would have been worth at least a couple $100s, and it got mashed up. Who knew? And who saved their baseball cards? I had baseball cards of the Mets and the Phillies and a whole bunch of teams when I was a kid. And we did that. We did that with our bikes. You know, I had one of those banana seat bikes, stuck those cards in the wheels, thousands of dollars probably down the drain. Kate Delaney, ATN, and what a day it was, Veterans Day. I hope you honored the veterans close to you. Proud to say that in my neighborhood, everybody was flying flags. It was just terrific, and you could see an outpouring for veterans and some of the local VA spots and whatnot. And the president did the tradition that you do. You go to the Arlington National Cemetery, and he went to make a surprise visit, actually, in the area. It's called Section 60. I think I talked about this the other day. There's actually a great documentary about Section 60 that's out on, I think, HBO. And it's reserved for the troops killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. He and his wife walked among the grave sites and talked to some of the people that were mourning the loss of their son or husband or brother or son. And he had a brief speech afterwards, after a reef laying at the Tomb of the Unknowns. And he paid a tribute to what's happening with the military. And I'm going to let you hear what he said here in just a second. And I think this was probably played in your neck of the woods all over the place. But, you know, he spoke just after coming off of that trip to Fort Hood, Texas. And this is his first, I thought about this, this is his first Veterans Day as president, obviously. And this is all while the Afghanistan war strategy hangs in the balance. And now it's learned that, you know, there's not going to be any decision on the plans that have been suggested. So this could take even a little bit longer. But here's what the president said today out at the cemetery.
To the members of our armed forces and the veterans who are here today, I am deeply honored and humbled to spend Veterans Day with you in this sacred place, where generations of heroes have come to rest and generations of Americans have come to show their gratitude. There are many honors and responsibilities that come with this job, but none is more profound than serving as Commander-in-Chief. Yesterday, I visited the troops at Fort Hood. We gathered in remembrance of those we recently lost. We paid tribute to the lives they led. There was something that I saw in them, something that I see in the eyes of every soldier and sailor, airman, marine, and Coast Guardsman that I have had the privilege to meet in this country and around the world. And that thing is determination. In this time of war, we gather here mindful that the generation serving today already deserves a place alongside previous generations for the courage they have shown and the sacrifices that they have made. In an era where so many acted only in pursuit of narrow self-interest, they've chosen the opposite. They chose to serve the cause that is greater than self. Many, even after they knew they'd be sent into harm's way. And for the better part of a decade, they have endured tour after tour in distant and difficult places They have protected us from danger, and they have given others the opportunity for a better life. So to all of them, to our veterans, to the fallen, and to their families, there's no tribute, no commemoration, no praise that can truly match the magnitude of your service and your sacrifice.
So true, and that's exactly a big chunk of what the president had to say. There's really nothing that you can do, I think, enough to thank a vet for what they've done in any of the previous wars and currently what's happening now. Speaking of wars, the wars at home, what happened with Malik Hassan, the major, and the cover of Time magazine, I think, basically says it all. The Fort Hood killer, terrified or terrorist. You know how we feel here about the homegrown jihadists, and it's obviously as you start to link this together. So his attorney was on one of the cable shows today, John Galligan, and he's a retired Army colonel, and he talked about really having no regret in representing him because he thinks everybody deserves a fair shake, and that's his deal. He wants to represent military folks, and of course now the major is awake and everybody wants to know, is he talking, what's he saying, and will he talk to the investigators? And here's what John Galligan said.
The answer to that is very simple. My client is, like any other criminal suspect or defendant, presumed to be innocent of any charges. There have not even been formal charges presented in this case. With respect to how I can perform my duties as a former JAG officer, former Army officer, let me just say I consider it a privilege to be able to defend those who defend us. Each and every time I have an opportunity to represent a soldier, I look forward to that responsibility with great relish. What I'm going to say with respect to references to information that you're talking about, I have not been in receipt of any formal investigation, any formal report, not even a formal charge sheet in this particular case, so it would be improper for me to make any comment at this point about those allegations. Right. I would just simply ask you and your listeners to remember that Major Hassan, like any other criminal suspect, is entitled to proper procedural due process.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ensure that we tone back a lot of things to remember that important procedural aspect to any criminal proceeding, to ensure that he gets a fair trial.
All right. Fair trial, it's obvious with all the eyewitnesses, the bodies, etc. But he is right. You do have to go through the process. There's no question about that. Can you imagine this retired Army colonel, I don't know, representing him? I think that would be a pretty tough assignment. If it were me, frankly, I would have backed away from it. But in an attorney's point of view and in the representation idea of military folks, he certainly wasn't forced to take him on as a client, but somebody was going to have to take him and represent him. And, of course, now the word is that he's not talking to investigators, the last I heard, but he's, you know, they're piecing everything together, obviously, in as far as his background and whatnot is concerned. But nobody's heard from the major at this point, other than his attorney filling him in, as he said, on his rights and his team and all that other sort of stuff. All right, hoping to be joined by Harry Rinker coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 11, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 11.1680. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 11.4730, 573.65 for a half ounce, or 286.82 for a quarter ounce. That's 11.4730, 573.65, or 286.82.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you coast to coast and all those corners in between. Always fun to talk to Harry Rinker, as I call him. He's the guru of all things collectible and then some. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Hey, Kate, you sound pretty calm tonight.
I do.
Yeah, you're not, I must have gotten over the Phillies problems.
Oh, thank you. Rubbing the salt in the wounds.
It's okay, says, listen, I was with you last year when the Yankees weren't playing, but this year, kid, I hate to tell you, my team won.
Oh, you know, it pains me. It just pains me. And I actually covered some of those guys on that Yankees team. I will say this, since you're a Yankees fan, the nicest guy ever I covered in sports, Derek Jeter.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how that team evolved this year. And I haven't gone down and bought tons of Yankee memorabilia. In fact, you know, what was it? 1 second after the game was over, the shirts and the hats were on sale for $30 a piece.
Crazy, isn't it?
I don't care how much I love the team. I'm not paying $30.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not just that. They won't be worth $30 as a collectible for 25 to 50 years in the future.
And, you know, that's a good place to start, actually. And let me throw out the numbers for people listening. Remember, don't wait until Harry's gone. You want to call him while he's here or shoot me an email. A couple of you have done that in the past week or so. But 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Has it gotten better in sports with the whole signature thing? Remember all the fraudulent stuff that's out there?
I think the signature business, and there was a wonderful book out years ago called Operation Bullpen, which was about the FBI sting that broke the signature fraud racket out of Los Angeles and Las Vegas. the FBI said that 80%, 85% of all the signatures in the sports world are fake. And I suspect, unfortunately, that that remains true. You know, the big superstars are just reluctant to sign anything because they know it almost winds up right back on the market. But they also know that the market has so tainted their stuff in it. And you know, the problem with a lot of those fake signatures is they actually created companies to create fake certificates of authenticity. So, you know, if you go out, and this has always been a general rule in the antiques and collectibles trade anyway, if you go out and buy anything and it has a certificate of authenticity attached to it, and you know, you say, well, man, how could it be wrong if it's got that? Most of those are faked. And so they're about as worthless as a piece of paper they're printed on. And then this is really sad because we had this years before the baseball scandal. We had this in presidential autographs, particularly John Kennedy. John Kennedy was an interesting fellow. He was an autograph collector, but he had a kind of a weird sense of humor, among other things, I might add. But anyway, what Kennedy would do is, because he was an autograph collector, he would vary his signature constantly, figuring that way nobody would be able to authenticate his signatures. And there was a gentleman that was extremely powerful in the antiques and collectibles trade called Charles Hamilton, and they would send him copies of Kennedy's signatures. It all depended whether Hamilton liked you or not, in terms of whether he authenticated it or not.
And it
was really... So, I mean, it's one of those things where unless you stand there and watch them sign them, you know, it's there. Now, I sold my school. I think I told you that, right, in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And among the things I have is a huge autograph book collection. But the thing is that every autograph book I have, I stood there and watched the author sign it. And not only that, but I made them date it. I got the newspaper clipping or whatever event I was at and put the information with the book. I did everything I could to authenticate it, and that's so important, especially with sports signatures. If you do have an opportunity and you come across a sports person or a political person or anyone for that matter of some fame, and you're going to have them sign something, get your picture taken with them, have them date it. And of course,
yeah,
the other odd thing about it is don't have them make it out to you, because that cheapens the signature. You know, it says, Dear Kate, you know, well, if I'm Harry, what am I going to buy a Dear Kate one for?
Right, exactly. So some great pointers. I got a note here from Allison who said, Kate, I heard you talking to Harry, and I missed the tail end of it, but I wondered if you have damaged photographs, I mean old photographs from
the 1800s. Well, you know, that's one of the great things about the digital age right now is that, you know, in the old days, they could take those old negatives and so forth, their old photographs, and take new pictures and reinforce certain things and get them up to stuff. There were companies that specialized in that. But now that we have the Internet, they can scan those photographs in and take them and re-enhance them and work with them through these Photoshop things to the point where they can bring them back to almost like new. You know, you have to be a little bit careful with that. I mean, the restored image isn't worth anything other than the fact that it's a restored image. But if you have a lot of family images that have been faded and so forth, this is one of the areas where this particularly happens, is the old 35-millimeter Kodachrome slides, the ones that used to do with the Kodak cameras and stuff like that, the 2x2s. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that color wasn't really color fast. And so, unfortunately, it faded away over the years. And that's the only way to save those things is to scan them into a computer and recolorize them.
Yeah, boy, that's the great thing about this era, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's one of the great things, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. I also had a question that somebody asked me, somebody I know that was listening and asked me, and she's got to really send you the picture, and we'll talk about the mailbag in a second. But she's got a ring of Loretta Young's.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Kate, I get into a lot of these things. It's fine to say you have it, but unless you have a picture of Loretta Young wearing it, unless you have an impeccable provenance where you can trace the history of that from Loretta Young to you, who's going to believe it?
Yeah, I could say
That's a huge problem. I mean, people bring me stuff and they say this belonged to so-and-so and what have you, and I say, fine, you're right, I believe you, but here's my problem. Show me the document from the person that gave it to you. Show me, you know, something... that proves this, a photograph, anything. And if you can't, we're going to have trouble.
Right. And I completely understand that. And let's tell everybody about the mailbag.
Yeah, Kate, you know, one of the ways your listeners of American Night can write and ask me about a question, my email address is my name, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. That's HARRYLRINKER. Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Now, if you're going to email me with a question, here's what you really need to do. You need to start the question, I listen to you on America Tonight, and give us the name of your favorite radio station that you're listening on. I get emails at that same email address, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com, for my show, What You Got, for my newspaper, column, Rinker and Collectibles, and a lot of other areas. And as a result, why I want to make sure that I can pull those America Tonight letters aside and make sure we answer them when I'm here as your guest.
Yeah, no kidding. So keep that in mind, everybody who wants to know when Harry's on and when he's coming back and all that stuff. Hey, they can listen to you as well streaming on the Internet and
tell them about that. Same thing that works for you, GCNLive.com. I'm on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on Listen to Cuck, and go down to Channel 1, which is, I believe, where you are.
Yep, absolutely. So remember that. Keep that in mind. And Harry, in fact, because the next time you were scheduled to be on, I won't be here because it's, and you probably have plans too because it's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Hey.
Yeah.
We'll touch base by email and set another date.
We'll set another date and we'll let everybody know ahead of time when you're coming on. Thanks, Harry.
Hey, thank you, Kate. Have a great day.
All right, you too. And Harry, of course, giving you some great advice on especially the photographs, because a lot of people, you know, you got them shoved in these boxes, and then even for a lot of you guys, my cousin had all these great photographs of my great uncle from World War II, and I never saw them before, and it was fascinating to go through all of them, and some of them, of course, were a little weathered, and he was able to put them all on a disc. He was able to go the digital route and send them to people and whatnot. So there are a lot of things you can do with some of those family photographs that are things that you probably want to keep that live on, and you hand them down, you know, that whole family tree thing. So Harry's a great guy to talk to about any of your collectibles. I urge anybody who's got something interesting out there, whether it's a Civil War gun or whatever, to send a letter in the mailbag and send him a photograph, because he'll give you a good estimate on what's that all about. Coming back on the flip side, we're going to talk about Obama rejecting all the Afghan war options and a few other odds and ends too. 800-259-5791 if you want to join in on the conversation.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Moment also on our next America Tonight. Not only is it Nail the Score, but we're going to talk with Robert Liparillo about this latest deal on Blackwater. Some of the former top brass at Blackwater say the U.S. security contract sent about $1 million to its Iraq office with, yes, the intention of paying off officials in the country who were upset about the shootings of the 17 civilians by the Blackwater guys. A big story that broke earlier this week by the New York Times. This is something that we've been talking about with Robert now for a while, some of the possibilities of things that might come out of this. Four former execs said that the plan, you know, they described the plan basically under the condition that they wouldn't be revealed, of course, because they were worried what would happen as a result, the blowback from that. So it'll be interesting to talk to Robert. And again, that's coming up on our next America Tonight, along with Nail the Score. We've been talking about this Fort Hood deal, and what's also troubling, and of course we say this all the time here on the show, it's something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but in the case of the Fort Hood massacre, is that you've got a U.S. citizen who was obviously being inspired, if you will, by one, the radical imam, and whatever else he was reading online, and then he himself posting online. How many others are out there? How many out there are living among us, assimilating, et cetera, like the kid from Jordan in Dallas, like the guy who was the shuttle driver in Denver? Trust me, there are probably more plots than we can shake a stick at that are maybe just pie in the sky, but who's to say that they couldn't be carried out? I mean, the fact that this happened on a base and the collateral damage from what's going on, obviously, first Iraq and then Afghanistan, we're starting to see certainly in the West. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. Thanks again. You know, I want to talk about M&Ms because I think it's a very visual example of one of the problems we have. You know, M&Ms are little candies, and they come in different colors, you know? Mm-hmm. And let's just remember that, M&Ms. And let's go back to history. In the 1800s, a new church formed in America was called the Mormons. And what happened? They said, hey, you guys, you join our church because you can have as many wives as you want, you know? And guess what? The government of the United States said, no, that's you can't do that. And right. They ran them out of Missouri. And they ran them out of Illinois. And they ran them out there into the desert. And finally, the federal government sent an army out there, you know, and they said, you cannot continue like this. We're not going to let it go. In other words, good for the Mormons. How come it's not good for the Muslims? How come we let the Muslims hide behind their religion and continue to act in a way that goes against what the free people of this country have decided they want? You know, it's not like we're a communist country. We have a dictator. We elect right. our representatives. They make our laws. And we have a religion in this country where you go into the mosque, they're condemning America, and they're saying that it's just another ism, and that first you must follow Sharia law. And actually, they want to have Sharia law first before the constitutional law. So I just think people need to remember that. The government in the 1800s did not let another religion corrupt this country. And you know what? Today, Mormons are the most outstanding citizens of this country.
Yeah.
I work with them in the military. A lot of them, you know, go to parts of the earth where no one has even written down the language. They bring the language into a written form. And actually, they help the military a lot. And we have an understanding of those people's culture. So, you know, well, that's one of the things I think is going on here is we're letting a religion hide a malignant tumor that is spreading.
Oh, so well said. I agree with that. And what happens with the malignant tumor? I mean, it could be disastrous for all of us in this country. And obviously in Fort Hood it was, because how could they not have caught Hassan in the net? Because they didn't want to. It's, again, that political correctness blinders on. And for whatever reason, it's just... it's ridiculous. It's time to wake up.
You know, Kate, I heard that guy on Hardball today ask, is it against the law to call Al-Qaeda? Yeah, it is.
I was watching that same show. You're talking about Chris Matthews. Yeah. And you got to remember about Chris Matthews, of course, very, very liberal. But you're right. I mean, give me a break. Think about what happened. 3,000 people dead in this country. What does Al-Qaeda want but to kill us, obviously? They're not going to break bread, hang around and party and slap us all in the back and let's do some trade here. I mean, you're absolutely right. A terrorist is a terrorist.
What do you think is going to happen with Lou Dobbs?
I think Lou Dobbs is either going to go into the... I heard from somebody that I worked with that's at CNN that there was rumblings that he was going into the private sector and starting his own thing, like a blog and his own little network endeavor radio thing. So I don't know. And remember, he does have a radio show.
Well, I tell you, that guy really stands. I mean, he doesn't care whose toes he steps on. If he has to speak out against something, he does it.
I agree, and he wasn't right. It wasn't going to be a good fit for CNN anymore because they were starting to get pressure. And Lou Dobbs had made a lot of money. He had been there for a long time, and he had done the financial thing. And, you know, he hit that point in his career. It was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to say what I think. And he went very, you're right, he went very opinion-based, and they didn't like it, I think, ultimately. If he had gotten, it's the typical thing, though, Tomas, if he had gotten just giant ratings, then for a while they would have shook it off, I think, but because CNN is fledgling, that it made it easy for that whole thing to happen, and then he's going to go off and do something else. I'm certain of it. I guarantee he'll continue the radio show, and then he'll use that with some other networking stuff too. Hey, thanks, Tomas.
Bye bye.
And like I said, he is right about that, especially when it comes to immigration, because that's another area where people are afraid to tread, afraid to say certain things. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. I want to say Tomas is absolutely right on that, and it was well spoken. I wanted to call about a comment that was made last night after Mark got off about vigilantes and not everybody mm-hmm. should have firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this a million times. I'm proud to say I have a carry concealed weapon permit in the state of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. My wife has a permit. Not everybody should have a gun. I absolutely, positively agree.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt in my mind. But I am a legal, law-abiding citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go to the ends of the earth and to the gates of hell to protect myself and my family at any cost. And, you know, some people have a hot head. They shouldn't have one. I've got a pretty hot head, but I'm level-headed enough not to go pulling a gun when I get mad.
Right, because you know the consequences. As a responsible gun owner, you know the consequences of what that would do to your life, your children, and your wife if you just suddenly decide I've had it with this moron at the bar or this person who cut me off or something. Absolutely. And I agree. You know, because I'm a strong proponent of the Second Amendment. I get blasted for that a ton. But I'm for responsibility. I'm for people, as you say, for people that are responsible. That's the whole thing with the concealed weapon. Obviously, you've got to pass tests and you've got to be able to know what you're doing with it. And certainly in the state of Texas, you can't get it otherwise.
You know, when Michigan passed carry concealed weapon permit several years ago, and it was people fought it. And Nudes pushed for it when they got it. And I don't remember the statistics exactly, but crime rate in the city of Detroit, like carjackings and stuff, dropped tremendously. Because they didn't know who had firearms. Used to be, if you were a law-abiding citizen, they had a pretty good bet you didn't carry a gun because you didn't want to go to jail. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when the carry concealed weapon permit come in, it changed the ballpark a lot. And I don't agree with the vigilante, but I do mm-hmm. think if someone is comfortable carrying the firearm, they should carry a firearm to protect themselves mm-hmm. at all costs.
Yeah.
Because in this country, we have so many whack jacks. As a matter of fact, what really got me was last night when I got home, I turned on the news, Madison County, Kentucky, a man sitting in the house, his alarm goes off to his barn. He goes out, sees this gentleman out there, shoots him twice, once in the shoulder, once in the leg. Last night they said no charge has been filed yet today, this afternoon. They said no charge filed on the homeowner, only on the burglar.
Mm.
He wasn't in the home. He was out in the yard. He was getting ready to break in the guy's barn. The guy don't live in the barn. But he defended his home. And
right.
to me, that's the whole point of it. And no matter how you look at it, it's our God-given right. It's our birthright as an American to own a firearm. Not be a vigilante, but be a responsible gun owner like Mark said. He carries it to go to work, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and goes out. That's responsible. He's not pulling it on every Tom, Dick, and Harry. And one quick question. Whatever happened with the girl in Richmond, California? Have you heard anything else about that?
No, what they're doing is, you know, they charged the six, and so they're moving forward with that process. Apparently, her family says she's doing okay, but nothing else has happened. Like, they haven't done anything with the school. They haven't beefed up security. Supposedly, they're going to start a mentor program at the school, but I'd say that's where Coach Carter was from, remember? But I'd
right.
say we'll see if they really follow through. It's one of the eighth deadliest places in the United States.
What happened to the other four? I thought there was 10 that raped her.
The four they didn't have enough evidence on, the other four, so they had six. Unless they can get some more evidence, they got six.
Wow, that's...
I know. And think of the people, too, Stu, that watched... And all of that, and the picture take. Oh, it's just it makes my stomach turn when I think about it.
Like that, I swear.
Need to go away. Absolutely, Stu. Thanks. Drive safely. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your two into on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50%. 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Morgan said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Got questions? Well, I've got answers. Join me, Dr. Margaret Cochran, on Wisdom, Love, and Magic at webtalkradio.net, where my guests and I will investigate everything from astrophysics to psychic phenomenon, from comedy to psychiatry. You are an amazing being in a complex and increasingly confusing world. Take a moment to get to know those you love and yourself better. If it matters to you, we talk about it. That's Wisdom, Love, and Magic with me, Dr. Margaret Cochran, at webtalkradio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Kate the Lady, the show's America Tonight. If you haven't heard us before, we rock and roll in a lot of different directions on these choppy waters in these very, very disconcerting times, to say the least. Coming up, we have a dungeon moment, but first let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
You know what? We really have a great audience in this show. Let me just, before I go any further, I know I'm guilty of projection sometime. When I talk to you about issues, I go off on a tangent because I assume that the people listening know what I know or think like I do, and I understand that sometimes I confuse people, so I'll just make a couple of points. As far as Tomas, he talked about Mormons, and just as a real quick bit of history, the Glorious Revolution of 1688 in England pitted Protestants versus Catholics. Believe it or not, the Protestants want the Catholics disarmed, and that's where our Second Amendment rights came from. It's sort of – I don't have all the information in front of me. I know some of you people that are more historically, you know, they know about it. But the Glorious Revolution of 1688 wanted – Protestants wanted Catholics disarmed, and they wanted some hunting rights. And that's how the Second Amendment came about to be. But it also was a part of the right to self-defense. And the reason I brought that up was when you were talking to Don last night, I said the same thing because you guys brought up the word vigilante. And God bless Stu. No, I never said, you know, be a vigilante. But a vigilante is be vigilant. And if you have the mindset and the capability – I beg of you, I only say, I don't want everyone to carry a gun. If you don't want one, if you're a hothead, that's fine. But you're going to find yourself in a situation like our soldiers in Fort Hood, like military
veterans.
We're
not armed.
Like military veterans, Kate, who flew some of the planes on 9/11. Like the railway post office workers up until the 60s, the guys on the trains used to carry guns. It was accepted. It was normal. But because of the Cultural Revolution, Jimmy Carter, Clinton, even Bush, they said guns are bad, guns are bad.
They disarmed everybody in certain situations where they could have defended themselves. How many people, I can't even go into it, but I saw the memorial with the helmet on top of the rifle and the boots at Fort Hood. I didn't see trigger locks on the guns, but I'm saying to myself, gee, where were the MPs? Where were the guns? In the armory?
Mm-hmm.
This guy knew that he could go in, and we talked about this soft target. I just say, look, self-defense. If you don't want to carry one, don't. But keep your eyes open and look around, because these people, you know, they said now they're worried about a backlash against Muslims.
I know.
If you draw a swastika on a synagogue in Florida or Seattle, matter of fact, one racist attacked a Jewish place in Seattle. All over the world, Christian churches are being firebombed. People in Saudi Arabia cannot hold a Bible. Has anyone firebombed or fired on a mosque in this country? You would never hear the end of it. The victims are the Americans, not the Muslims.
Right.
So it's just trying to fob off the fact that, you know, what's being done to us really is upsetting. And let me just make this point. And I talked about Alex Jones in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to him on shortwave radio, but something came up. I don't know if you know this, but apparently the killer in Fort Hood carried a model FN-57. When that gun was introduced, I'm not going to make this all about guns, but you have to understand where I'm coming from. When that gun was imported into America, the anti-gunners, like Mayor Daley, who came out against the guns, they wanted that gun banned. That particular gun has rifle ballistics in a handgun's size. So the anti-gunners wanted to ban it. Now there's a big push to ban the 5.7, the particular handgun, the semi-automatic that he carried, and that ammunition. If they do that, what's next? They're gonna ban every type of gun. I'm telling you, I heard this on the Alex Jones show that he had that gun. That makes me think, you know what? Yes, I believe he was a radical Muslim that did this. But maybe there's something else behind it, because if they try to ban that gun and that weapon, they're going to ban all other guns and weapons. They tried it when it was first introduced here. The point I'm making is they said, oh, it can defeat body armor. A serrated knife with enough force can defeat some body armor.
Mm.
The point is, to make a long story short, if they do that and they come after our guns, this is the reason why. I'm not doubting why he did what he did, but there's other aspects going on. I have to apologize to Alex Jones, because, you know, I said I don't believe that he thinks it's a conspiracy and the government set this guy up. But something's awfully fishy about, you know, now they're coming after our guns. They'll use any crisis, even if they created themselves, to try to disarm us. Because
Let me stop you there. That part I agree with. I think any crisis, it's like Daley. I mean, Daley, you know what? Daley I have no use for anyway, but you're absolutely right. That's the perfect thing for Daley to say, whoa, 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 look, here's the example. And you're right. That's the using those examples, and especially what happened at Fort Hood, that's how you line it up to defeat the whole gun rights thing and then to push. And we see this stateswide, you know, Illinois, you can't have a concealed weapon, and in Pennsylvania you can't have a concealed weapon, and so you're 100% right, 100% right.
Well, you know, to accept this, I saw Chertoff, you know, when we're checking grandma and little babies for bombs. Chertoff said they want more cameras over the cities. The crime doesn't go down just because the cameras are up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is they get you to accept the surveillance society. What's next? X-rays and other stuff all over the place. And look, people will find a way to defeat that. Look, I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but you could hijack a school bus tomorrow with a knife, drive mm-hmm. it off the Tappan Zee Bridge and kill all those kids, which these clowns, these animal terrorists are probably trying to do, and they'll never use the gun. They never went to somewhere with an X-ray. You could hijack a gasoline tanker and drive it into a school and blow it up. I think of these things. I'm just a civilian, some big mouth from New York. They're thinking of these things. So mm-hmm. you have the surveillance society, you'll be disarmed, and you'll still be at the mercy of these killers, and you won't have a way to protect yourself. And I just, God bless you for the time, honey. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. Mark, like, as you can tell, obviously, a big gun rights person, just as I am, because I think that it's in the Constitution. It's something that should be protected. But I'm for people that are responsible with it now. I mean, the argument as well, who's responsible and who's not, and that's the whole idea with the concealed weapon and going through the training, etc. All right, we got a dungeon moment. One quick thing, by the way, on the gun deal. I'll tell you a personal story. Really, really close family friend who would probably, her family would do anything for me, anything, if anything happened to me or I needed anything. When she was just 17, her father in Philadelphia was driving along. It was 8:30 at night. This was at a stoplight. Somebody came, and, you know, the window was down. Somebody came right up to the window, said, "Give me your wallet," pointed a gun right in his face. And he gave him the wallet. "Oh, I have kids." Gave him the wallet. Boom. Shot him right in the head. Lucky to be alive, but lucky in one sense and not in another, because he was paralyzed. And why? Of course, in Philadelphia, everybody freaks out about the guns and everything else. Granted, the criminal had the gun, but imagine if he had had a gun. Maybe it could have made a difference. He could have reached underneath the seat, etc. And I know so many stories just like that one. All right, here's the dungeon moment. More and more we're seeing and connecting the dots with Major Hassan. You have these doctors that are saying that they knew in 2008 and 2009 that they had talked about whether he was psychotic or even mentally fit to be an Army psychiatrist, and had talked about this, had said, listen, something's not right here, and they had brought it up, and yet nobody did anything. So you had people who were peers that pointed to lots of different examples of something's not right here. So absolutely somebody in the military in a higher up level dropped the ball because they didn't pursue it. They didn't investigate this. He had had poor evaluations. He was doing substandard work at his training at Walter Reed because he was freaking out about Muslims and having to possibly be deployed and go and serve. Kind of like the Army Sergeant Akbar, who killed 14 soldiers, remember, in 2003 by setting off grenades at that base in Kuwait. And that was horrible that happened. And there, I think the doctors that were around him were worried that would happen if he were deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan, not even thinking that he became an Islamic extremist and something would happen on the base. So for that reason, whoever the people are that did not have the guts to pursue this further and get this guy out of the Army when they knew something wasn't right, shame on you. And we're going to throw you in the dungeon for that reason. In fact, we're going to save the dungeon, and we're going to throw him in the dungeon at the top of the next hour. Hopefully you can hang through for that one. Ugh, upsetting, to say the least.